Hey y'all, really quickly, I don't know if it's going to be quick, but I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much to anyone who helped me with this podcast, even if I just ran ideas by you. If you encouraged me and was like, oh my gosh, yes, or whatever you said, if you gave me tips and tricks, recommended me to someone else, for real, hear me when I say and like put it up close to your ear. Thank you. Seriously, I'm incredibly grateful. To Faith, especially, shout out to you, girl, because she was the one that told me. She was like, two people can say the exact same thing at the same time, but perception is a big thing. And while I may speak and pierce their heart, little Sally around the corner may speak and pierce their heart. So I just love that Faith encouraged me like that. And she's my mentor. And she's just that girl. She's an it girl, okay? She has beauty, she has elegance, she has poise. That I just really love her. And then she also bought me the microphones I talked about. They're on Amazon. You can find them there. I feel like they were pretty inexpensive, but I didn't buy them. So yeah, I think they were like 25. Faith can correct y'all if I'm wrong, but I like it. I don't put this on even though it's cute because it just brushes up too easily against the thing. Who knows? I might have it in the other episodes. But yeah, I just wanted to swipe in and say thank y'all. And even like if you're someone who like left me constructive criticism or something, or you were like, hey, I didn't really like it when you did this, but you did excellent in this other area, that even helps me too. I can't grow if I don't know what to fix. Stay blessed, stay Christian. Please stay Christian. All right. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Me and He podcast. It's your girl, Araya Sunshine. This is a trailer episode. So, just starting off, you see the flowers. We had flower making in the dorm, so I made some. I love the bouquet. I love fresh flowers. And actually, give me a second. Sorry if the microphone starts tripping. But this is my vision board, and there are flowers right up here. So, it just goes right up my alley. I love fresh flowers. I feel like they're just so beautiful and amazing. And flowers are kind of like the cousin of what I'm going to be talking about on this specific season with the fruits of the spirit, because flowers have to grow as well. They grow in soil just like fruit does. So that's why I said they're the cousin. It's like when you do eyebrows and the makeup artist is like, remember, they're going to be sisters, not twins. Like they're almost alike, but not really. But you get it. And actually, since in the first episode, I'm actually going to be talking about cultivating your spiritual garden, just keep these as a mental note in mind. I love how they smell. I love how this green goes with it as well. It says the kind life on this shirt, and I actually got it from a place called Beacon Threads. No, they don't sponsor me. They don't pay me. They didn't get me this shirt for free. Actually, I actually have a lot of stuff from them. They're a Christian brand, and they actually, since they own it themselves, like it's family owned, it does take a little while to get your order. I'm gonna just be real with y'all. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I think it takes me usually like 3 weeks to get either my shirts or my hoodies, but they're tried and true. I love it, and it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Most of the shirts I've gotten from them are $8. They always have really good sales. I just chef's kiss. But it says the kind life on here, and that's really important to me because I'm really learning the difference between being kind versus being nice. Anybody can be nice, but are you kind? And on the back of my shirt, again, sorry if the microphone's tripping. It says something about like how our words should be sweet like honey, and the verse from Proverbs is down below. So, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see. If you're listening to this as like a podcast audio, that's totally fine as well. But as I explained, the podcast is called the Me and He podcast. I specifically capitalized the he because this he is talking about God. I don't know if I said it in the first video or not. I don't remember, but it's not my man. That's if you're looking for a man on this podcast, baby, you won't find him because he's not here. The he part is for God, me and him. I really just do pray that even as y'all listen to me, that in y'all's own time that you will cultivate intimacy, even with me, keep me accountable and ask me like, if you're watching this video, even if it's years from now, text me and be like, hey girl, how have you been cultivating intimacy with God lately? Like, even if I never met you before, I won't even be surprised by it. I'll honestly probably laugh, but intimacy is something that we all need to cultivate with God, especially if we expect to get married one day, or even if we're already married. How can you have intimacy with your partner if you don't first have it with God? And God is the one who gave you those desires for intimacy. Anyway, so that's why the title of the podcast is called Me and He, because it's just me and God. It's not me and Jackie Hill Perry, even though I love her. It's not me and Duck Dynasty Sadie Robertson Huff. Sorry if I said that wrong. I love them, but I'm not them. I can't give you them. I can only give you me, Araya Sunshine. Also, get into that. I don't care which name y'all call me. Both of those names are my government name. So if you want to call me Araya, you can call me Sunshine. You can call me Sunny. You can call me Ray Ray. Pookie, girl, I don't even care, sister in Christ. Just keep it cute, okay? Just be nice. Just play nice. That's it. But honestly, I love nicknames. I don't care what you call me. So, getting into this, my question for the day is, how is y'all's day? Again, even if you're seeing this way later after I posted it, I don't care if you tell me, like, hey, I just watched the trailer episode, and then you send it to me in my DMs. I'm like, yeah, my day's been pretty good. Or even if you're like, no, my day was quite terrible, can you pray for me, sis? Y'all, we're humans. I understand. Life happens, and it happens very unexpectedly, but I feel like I've had a pretty good day today. My throat right here and back here does kind of hurt. The weather is acting crazy, so I had to take allergy medicine. So there's that. But I went to the gym today with Ruth, so that was really exciting. I'm glad that we got to go. And then making the bouquets, I was like, that's literally amazing. And then I'm filming today because I did all my schoolwork early in the week. So yeah, diving into that also. Just some quick facts to know about me. I'm the oldest of six. Yes, six kids. We're a blended family. I am on my second school. I'm at, you can see it on my hat, a little bit, Christian University. I'm currently a sophomore. I'm 18. I graduated high school in 2022 when I was 16. I graduated early, so that's why I'm 18 now in college, which that has been a journey, to say the least. I've had braces for like 2.5 years. I'm praying that this month they will be taken off, because I'm tired of waking up with sores in my mouth. That is so annoying. And at sometimes you can hear it, but it'll give me a lisp or something. I'm just like, girl, hold up now. Slow down. The people can't understand you. It's the braces, y'all, I promise. What are some other facts about me? Oh, I want to be a teacher. It's challenging. I think school is challenging with any major, but especially being a teacher with political stuff and just the climate of things. So it's like, feels like you're carrying a lot. But yeah. Oh, the most important thing. Why do I feel like I'm qualified to speak to y'all? Okay. So I had this idea to start the podcast in 2021. In 2020 is when I really finally decided to be serious about my faith and give my life to Christ. I'll just share a mini testimony, not all of it. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I grew up in church, but I started falling into New Age stuff and just so much. And then finally in 2020, I had a demonic encounter. Let me just be real with you and say it. It's not something I enjoy talking about, because people kind of fetishize, or maybe that's not the best word, but they get so hung on demonic encounters, and they want your testimony to be so bold and big and vivacious, and unfortunately they really miss the Christ aspect of it. But I had a demonic encounter. It was terribly bad, and I was like, if I've experienced such this evil presence and all this stuff, I need to go back to the basics. And so I found my Bible that I had, that Mrs. Smith, she was like my Sunday school teacher when I was in third grade. She gave it to me. I had held on to it. By this time, I'm 14 when I had this Bible. So the whole spine, it was torn up. It was messed up. But I opened that up and I didn't know what I was doing, but I was like, I got to get back to God. So y'all, I went and opened the book of Song of Solomon. If you don't know nothing about Song of Solomon or Song of Songs, y'all, the gist of it is that it's talking about sex. Yeah. Okay. So I didn't know what I was doing. But then I went to 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, and then I just ended up going to Genesis and starting over. But that was kind of the view of that. So then a year later in 2021, I got this book, and I told myself that for the following year in 2022, one of my goals is that I wanted to start a podcast. It's this black lining right here, start a podcast. And I didn't do it at the time. There were a lot of reasons. I feel like I didn't have the right equipment. I kind of felt like nobody would listen to me. I felt like I wasn't really popular in school. So I was like, why would I do that? I had tried content and all that stuff before, but I was like, it just felt like it was never right. But I'm thankful that I didn't start. Well, I started with some TikTok videos and stuff, but I'm thankful I didn't go ahead with the podcast then, because I've learned so much since then. So I'm incredibly grateful for that. But yeah, here I am now with this idea, why specifically the fruits of the spirit that I'm going to be talking about in this season, which is love. I just want y'all to see that I wrote it on there. Then you have joy. I have friends named Joy, actually. Not even just one, I have multiple. And I met someone named Peace as well. Peace. Patience. Whew. I need to meet patience because I struggle with her. Kindness. We have goodness. Faithfulness. Ooh, you can't see that. It's on a pair, so I had to improvise. Gentleness. Ooh, that's a big one for me that I need to work on. And then self-control. Think of discipline with this one. And all of those are going to give you the result of God's presence inside of us. Again, sorry for any microphone audio that kind of goes wonky, and sorry if you could hear the wind, baby. I live in Texas, and the wind, the tumbleweeds, the dirt. I just need a break, okay? Please. But anywho, there's that. But I went to the JRML conference in January. It's the Jesus Ruler My Life conference by Simi, and there, the emphasis of fruits and seeds in Galatians 5 was just there. And I just remember, I'm pretty sure before and after I went to the conference, for whatever reason, Galatians just kept ringing in my head. And it's always been one of my favorite books. But I was like, went to the conference, they spoke on fruits. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I just need to talk about this and my experience with it. Also going into that, I also mentioned this as well, but you're not going to get another podcast within this podcast. I'll explain, like, I can only give you me. I can only give you the Bible. And that doesn't mean like I'm directly handing the Bible to you. The Bible is free. It's God's choice of communicating with us. And he can also speak to us verbally, which is something that you can access through his intimacy. But the quickest way is just to pick up his Bible and to read it. But we have that, but I can only give you my experience, because my experience is different from your experience. Your experience is different from my experience. I wrote it down. Oh, maybe I put it in here. Yes, I can also offer you guys prayer, of course, at any time. You can text me. Y'all, I am very serious about that, especially because this is like a hobby of mine, so I actually feel like it's fun. I don't care if you email me or text me if you have my number. I'm like, hold up now. If you live somewhere in Indiana and you have my number, I will be a little concerned, not gonna hold you. But text me, call me, message me. I will pray over you. Actually, so that y'all know I'm not just blowing smoke. Hopefully y'all can see. But can y'all see that? No, y'all cannot. At the top, yes. Over there at the top, all of that stuff is where I write down prayers for me, for my friends, for people I see randomly online. I write the prayers up there, and prayerfully, it's going to wrap around my room one day. But I do take prayer very seriously. It's a free gift from God. All it is communication with him. And so if somebody's asking me to pray for them, I promise you, I will get around to it. And you can also do the same thing just in your time in the secret place with just you and God. And the secret place is not an actual tangible place. It's more of a heart posture, but just, I'm pretty sure that's Psalm 91. Look at Psalm 91 for that. Also, anything that I say, if you disagree with it, if you counter me on it, y'all leave a comment or let me know or text me or be like, hey, you mentioned this in the podcast. Is that biblically accurate? I have no problem with open rebukes, with private rebukes, whatever the case is, because I'm not perfect, okay? And if I'm getting up here and teaching people, what I say needs to be straight biblical, period, okay? So correct me if I'm wrong, or critique me if you're like, I love that you did this in the podcast, but this other part, not so much. Y'all, let me know. That's the only way that anybody is ever going to grow. So let me know. I'm serious. It's not going to hurt my feelings. And even if it does, I'd rather you hurt my feelings and tell the truth than you smile on my face and lie. Okay. Okay. But yeah. And then also, y'all, I definitely encourage repentance as well. Before I did this yesterday, I had to repent because there were just a lot of things that I wanted for the podcast that were me driven and not Christ driven. And how can my podcast name be Me and He if it's only about me? So I just want to say that to let y'all know that I still have to repent too. I still have to practice what I preach. I have to be held accountable in real life and not just on my iPhone. So yeah, this is the real deal. A walk with Christ is not just something where you're like, all right, I'm gonna just dip in and out. You know, some days I might do it, other days I might not. No, this is for life. It's like if you get a tat on your face, baby, that's for life. It's the same thing with our race with Jesus. But yeah, and then also, I'm just going to end this podcast with a random fact about me. I know I did that at the beginning, but I'm going to try to do this in every episode. It's my scars. I have scars on my leg from shaving, but I don't really feel like I need to show those. This scar right here. Here is from glass breaking and it got into my skin. I actually freaked out super badly later. Like, I didn't freak out in the moment when it was bleeding. I freaked out later as it was healing because my skin was turning purple. Anywho, and then I have a lot of scars on my forehead because I used to have a lot of acne on my forehead in high school, and so that kind of set. And then I have this scar right here in my eyebrow from a car accident. So I have quite a few scars. Oh, there's one right here too. I feel like you can't really see that. I feel like you can't really see that. But it's I promise. What time was that? I have to write down notes whenever I need to do it. It's like, and then what else? Yeah. All right, so I'm just gonna do the outro. The outro is just always gonna be a culmination of certain endings that Paul did in his books, and I just put them together in like a compilation, and I'll just pray them over y'all. So thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank you for their love. I pray that they have hope and that they're turned toward the gospel. I pray that you would fill them with knowledge of your will and strengthen them with power as they give thanks. In your heavenly name, we pray and thank you for another blessed day, God. And I will see y'all in episode 1. Toodles.